We have a jam-a-lam.
Jam-a-lam.
Let's read a jam-a-lam.
Let's do it. Hello, Jammers Pod. I've been a longtime listener, and I just wanted to say I love listening to you guys every week. I don't usually do anything on email or social media because I'm very awkward. But you guys are great, and I wanted to let you know. Popcorn Megan.
First of all, being awkward on social... We have a podcast, and we're very awkward. Wait till you hear this episode. I loved hearing about Wendy's new show idea on the last episode and can't wait to see it. Also, I want some of Megan's... By the way, bitch, you spelled my name fucked up.
Oh, this poor introverted woman.
Also, I want some of Megan's baking, but I live too far away. Keep up the great work. The three of you are hilarious together, and I always get a little excited when I see the new episode available.
Aww.
Please never stop. Popcorn, Wendy.
And thank you. That was thank you to Megan, and thank you from the letter. Your number one Canadian fan. Is that even a thing? Well, it is now. Hey, fucking stop it.
Sorry.
No, it's fine. Lindsay. P.S. Thanks God for spell check, because I'm loaded.
Well, don't thank God too much, okay, lady?
Yeah. Happy face. Cheers. This is... Okay, pop... Oh. Now I feel like an asshole. Popcorn Megan. Oh,
yeah, okay. Okay. Yeah, shit. You can spell my name however you want, Lindsay. Okay, so I'm not going to read this verbatim. Her family dog... passed away.
No.
And she's really sad. So, guys, Jesse was the best puppy. And now I'm going to cry. I'm genuinely going to cry. I feel very sad. Okay. That's, yeah. Yes, I've dealt with lots of pets' deaths, and that's why I'm going to cry now. So, I'm so sorry you're going through this, and it totally sucks. And I'm so, so sorry. I'll be your Meagan forever.
I know. What a shitty. I mean, do we have the most terrible, like, horrific timing? We're such assholes. I feel like an asshole because I'm like, I'm in a bad mood because I was late and I need to get my life together and I want a drink, but I can't have one.
Wait. By the way, she also asked, "I can relate to animals more than humans. Is that normal?" Lindsay, you are apparently our number one Canadian fan. You've listened to this podcast. Ask Wendy specifically that question, because I think the answer is a resounding 100% yes, that is normal.
Yes, it is very normal. So it's her puppy. So Jesse girls went to animal heaven with my cat Spider and my
so many dogs and cats
and my family dog Brandy
and Freckles and Star and Boomer and Muffin and Tess and Teaser and Butch and Amy.
See, now all of our animals.
Goldie the goldfish.
Aw.
Oh, so many. Now I'm just gonna, thanks a lot. Now I'm going to go buy a bottle of whiskey at the fucking liquor store down the street.
We should have read this.
Jesus.
I know. Now they're all in animal heaven together, and I don't believe in heaven for human beings or anyone else, but I do for our animals.
You found Christianity last week.
Shut up. All the dogs and cats and fucking goldfishes are up in heaven drinking whiskey while we can't.
I know. And we sit here
pushing cards, playing poker.
I know. I wish we read this before we did the episode. It would have really changed my fucking attitude.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
I would have been a little bit nicer.
Not you, Lindsay. Really me and Wendy.
Yeah.
You're not a cunt. We're poo.
Yeah. Lindsay, you're great. Poo. And we love you. And thank you for listening. And thank you for writing to us.
Thank you.
And thank you for the jam-a-lam.
And when you do, because this pain will pass, just like with any death. Mm-hmm. So when you're ready to move on and fill that dog-shaped hole in your heart with another dog, may I suggest the name of Meagan for your new pet?
Wait, what's the show?
Jammers, the Selfish Health Podcast.
Holy shit, I'm Wendy Starling.
Hello.
I'm Megan Rice.
And?
Hey.
Stephen Penta.
Real stoked to be here.
Should we try to actually bring in guests and help people?
Ooh. I mean, like, it's selfish help.
Jammers. We made up a term. We can do whatever the fuck we want.
This is really crazy, but I had a thing when I was young. I don't even remember what it was. It was like a Boy Scout thing where they said be 45 minutes early to everything important.
Well, that's stupid.
So
that's
extreme.
That's an obscene, well, that's, obscene no, amount is. Of time. Scouts, to be
that's because you need to show up, get your wiener touched, then you have 10 minutes of downtime.
Yeah, exactly.
You need time to cope.
To repress that memory. Right. You have 10 minutes to repress what just happened to you.
But and then not tying.
I don't know why that was a thing that stuck, but like being punctual stuck for me. And not only that, but then if something's really important, I want to do the power move where if I'm meeting someone, I want to be there before them.
Oh, I'd always rather be before someone than them have to wait for me. I'd rather wait for somebody for 30 minutes than them have to wait for me for like a minute.
Yeah.
Like it's such a crazy thing in my head.
My dad's like always like 15 to 20 minutes late. My mom's super punctual. And so my mom growing up, she'd always lie to me about how long it would take, what time we were leaving somewhere. And it's because even now, like if I'm going to go to the gym, well, if I'm going to do anything, I have like panic attacks almost 100% of the time before I leave my apartment. Almost 100% of the time before going somewhere, I'll be like, okay, I got everything. And then I'm like, and then I start to panic and I double check shit in my apartment. And then it throws me back like 15, 20 minutes. I'll change my clothes like 6 times.
How do you think we could begin to unpack that?
I don't know that we need to unpack anything.
I mean, yeah, I was going to say,
No.
Oh, that's something that you fold back up.
I realize this is a psychiatry episode.
And then set your alarm for 30 minutes earlier than everything else.
That sounds like something that I would maybe unpack and put in a box and then make it disappear. Like a magic trick.
Yeah.
Like a magic trick. Nicely done, Stephen. Nicely
Boom.
Done.
Oh my God.
Who's the professional now?
I know. Well, I mean, did you guys do magic this week or no?
Oh, I fucking did magic.
Yeah, Stephen really needs magic apparently right now in his life. Much like a child of a divorced family. he's just looking for something to hold on to.
you are not incorrect. And I went to that magic shop and I don't think I have the performance skills for magic. I don't think I have the performer chops to sell it, but
I just want to take a quick side, and I know this is not a video podcast. Megan, what are you vaping?
Oh,
Megan is fully freaking
out during this episode. I went, this is part of my magic trick. So what my magic trick that I did this week was I worked 6 days straight, hosted the second person at my home for the second week in a row.
Holy shit.
And I'm doing this podcast and I started my period today and had crippling cramps for the first 3 hours at my job. And I'm not killing myself or anyone around me. So that's ta-da.
Holy shit.
Ta-da.
That is the ta-da magic trick.
Ta-da.
Yeah. So I went. My friend was visiting from Boston. He wanted to go to a weed shop because it's you know a thing. He hasn't been out here since it was fully wreck. And so I went to a place and I talked to a lady and I was like, I want something that won't make me high, but I have really bad anxiety. And she recommended this little. Look, it looks like a little mini vibrator.
It looks like a dog's dick,
and it does vibrate when you get a thing.
I'm sorry, what?
When you get
the right amount of thing.
The right amount of thing? The high? Yeah. The smoke thing?
Yeah, like it.
So when you're doing it right, it vibrates.
When you're dosed right?
Yeah.
Oh,
you're so fucking.
So there's like no THC in this. It's all CBD. It's like 10 CBD to 1 THC.
Oh, man, you're so with the legal jargon. We don't talk about that specific stuff here yet.
I know. It does. It looks like a stormtrooper's dog's penis.
It does.
It's a white vape.
Which
it's
I am
classy.
Totally cool with. Yeah, I got that. And then I got like some, like a weed rub.
Oh, you got the CBD oil. Christina actually loved that. Yeah.
It's not CBD oil. It's like a cream.
Yeah. Yeah. Her mom used it. It helped with her mom's.
How long have you been vaping?
I got this 2 days ago.
Nice.
Sweet.
We'll see. I mean, I haven't killed anyone. Ta-da!
Right.
So maybe it's helping.
Right.
Who knows? We'll check back.
Do you feel like it's helping? Do you feel like you're chill but not high?
I mean, yeah, kind of. I don't know. That's the thing. I'm like, is it doing anything? I don't know.
Wait until you're not. Wait and start vaping once you're not looking at our faces through your phone.
Yeah, because I was going to say, I do want to murder the two of you a little less right now.
I was going to say.
So maybe. I was going to say. Maybe it does do something.
I'm like, it's not your vape that's keeping you from murdering people. It's that the two people that you want to murder are across the country.
They're too far away to get to.
You cannot reach us.
She's coming through the phone.
Oh my God. Wait is not. Okay. So wait, are you doing that instead of drinking?
Well, drinking doesn't really help with my anxiety. I'm pretty sure that's a good factor in when I wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning and stay up all night overanalyzing everything.
Well, Megan and I talked about quitting drinking and we've been doing a good job as long as nobody brings alcohol from another country.
Yeah, exactly. That was another magic trick I did.
That was really cool.
What was this?
Vodka wine essentially into existence. So my friend went to Italy for 2 weeks and she brought me back a bottle. She went to this it's like a 16th century winery. She showed me a video of it. It's fucking cool. It's all in these caves where they store the wine and it's like volcanic rock. It's crazy. But they had this wine she tried during a tasting and it's straight up, they tell you that the pairing with it is whiskey. It pairs with whiskey. So she was like, I know who should get this bottle of wine. She brought it back for me and her to drink together, and we did. And I gotta say,
pairs well with whiskey.
It pairs well. It does pair well. It was weird. It was really fucking weird.
Whiskey wine.
Well, but that's to be fair, you can mix a lot of shit. I've done that when you're like the pair. When you get to
when you're 15 and you just look in your parents' liquor cabinet, and you're like, yeah, a little bit of this. They won't notice if there's like a quarter inch gone from every bottle.
Right. And so you're just like, my favorite drink, my favorite childhood drink was a little bit of Jim Beam, orange juice, Prosecco, tequila, and a little bit of day old coffee I could stay awake for school.
Whoa. So hardcore.
Yeah. I never, we've talked about this. I didn't drink in school. In school?
I didn't drink, exactly. I drank before and after school.
Right, but not during school.
I didn't have a problem.
We got to focus. Now, this will be a fun jam sesh I'm going to go real off the rails and you can edit this and we can go back to something else. But the last time I talked to Megan, we were on the phone. We had a nice long conversation and we haven't talked since. And so I got to find out.
Oh, if I've lost 20 pounds from rotten fish?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
We had, so what?
Is that the magic? You shed 20 pounds? That's another David Blaine shit.
I did a lot of magic this week.
Yeah, we did a lot of magic. I was talking, did you get, and this is again, cut this out if it's not interesting to you guys, but when we were having that phone conversation the other day where we just kept the phone was dropping and we kept calling each other back. At one point, did you listen to your voicemails? Did I leave you a voice message where you heard me talking to a little girl about a helmet?
I wish, but no.
Okay. Cause I called you and
I'm really upset about that.
So I called you and then I thought I hit hang up on the voicemail, but instead I guess I kept going and I saw a little girl with an R2-D2 helmet with her dad. And I was like, that's a cute helmet. And I started talking and speaking fake robot to her. And the dad was like, okay, let's go. Let's go.
Please leave. Please leave. Insane homeless woman is going to steal my job.
And then I looked down and I was like, oh God, that was all on her voice. I hope none of that came through because I'm going to get yelled at.
I wish it did. I so desperately wish it had, but no.
So did you get your fish or what happened?
I got my fish.
Okay. So explain.
I'm going back to this fish guy all the time. So I found a new fish guy at the farmer's market and me and Wendy were talking because they did run out of ice. So I had to carry my fresh raw fish in a iceless bag and drive it back home. But it was fine. Okay. It was fine. Yeah.
She was going to get fish and she was going to it's a warm day in Southern California. And I'm like, Megan's like, oh, I'm going to the farmer's market. I'm like, cool, cool. She goes, yeah, my favorite fish guy is here. I'm going to go at the end of the day and get, the discount.
Deal.
Wait, right. You're going to get the fish that's been out in the
The hot fish.
Fucking work. It's okay. It's on ice. It's not like it's some crazy guy just with a cooler. And by cooler, I mean like a wet cardboard box.
Bag of fish with no ice.
Well, yeah, but they were like, you're going straight home, right? They were responsible about it. It's fine.
You got a deal. You know what?
They gave me, nobody's sick. Four people ate it. We got three whole fish and see, getting deals. I got a whole hunk of Chilean sea bass for free. So fuck you guys. That's what you got to do, everybody. Go to a farmer's market, go to the fish counter at the end of the day, and then you get free shit.
Well, that sounds like a game called Roll the Magical Dice.
What did you?
It's fine.
What kind of fish did you buy? I know the Chilean sea bass is free. What was the other kind?
It was similar to a Branzino. I don't remember what it was called. But the lady told me it was her favorite.
Ew.
It's funny. I just bought a table countertop for my oven because I am not planning on using it at all.
Not surprised.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, to put over top of it? Yep. To put your to-go sandwiches?
No, I need a second coffee hub, you know? I have two coffee machines to work with here.
A second coffee hub?
Yeah.
Coffee hub.
My coffee machines are important here. My burners are not.
Yeah, I know, but I'm saying like a coffee hub, meaning like how many accoutrements do you have by each coffee machine?
There are dose coffee machines. I need one for coffee. I need one for espresso.
Okay.
I hate you.
I hate me the most.
Well, but no, you don't, because if you did, you'd change.
You wouldn't have two coffee machines also.
No, you don't. Because, yeah, you would be trying to constantly jack yourself up. If you really hated yourself, you know what you'd do? Try to sleep, cry, wake up and be down. Mad in the night.
No.
Exactly. Like what we do.
Like we do. Yeah, exactly.
Go back and listen to this.
Oh, so stop being fucked up like me. Be fucked up like you guys.
Yeah,
exactly.
Throw a little self-hatred in there, and that's the only way to improve. Really. If you're not wanting to kill... Hey, speaking of killing yourself, hey, Kate Spade, everybody. And that's sad, but it shows that money doesn't mean everything.
Where is this going to go, Rose? Okay. All right.
Well, no, because, I mean, we joke about suicide a lot because it is very funny.
It's hilarious.
Then we're right on the edge.
But she just killed herself. My friend texted me randomly. I just got a text and it was like, Kate Spade, ! And I was like, I haven't heard from this person in weeks. And I was working and I'm trying to keep myself on like a schedule.
You were like, am I Kate Spade?
Yeah, I didn't know. I was like, ooh.
I'm so much wealthier than I thought I was.
Oh, my God. And I have terrible taste in handbags. I'm not a big fan of her handbags. Aww. And I'm glad.
I like them. I like the solid color ones. You know, I don't like when they get all. We just got, Preston accidentally bought a Kate Spade recipe box for far too much money that now I'm less mad about him spending the money on.
Aw. Hmm. How much was it?
It was from Amazon and he accidentally didn't change the credit card. He got it for me as a cute surprise. And I saw it was a charge to Amazon for like $50-something. And I called him and I was like, hey, babe, just making sure what else should we be expecting from Amazon other than a recipe box? And he's like, oh, nothing. And I was like, oh, cool, 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 cool.
It was nice. It was a nice gesture. He was trying to be nice.
Totally. And now it's probably worth $64. So,
there we go. Capitalize on it. A lot of people are sending tweets about the time they met Kate Spade. Megan is trying to auction off shit with her name on it. Doing the real work. None of this bullshit, fake social media stuff. What? How can I? I don't want to capitalize on likes. I want to get dollar money. I want to get dollars.
Yeah. Likes won't pay my rent, guys.
No.
But $64, apparently. Well.
Yeah. Now, does Preston buy you flowers and stuff like that?
Yeah.
And that doesn't make you mad?
Wait, your first reaction to that is, and that doesn't make you mad?
No, because she's talking about spending money on gifts.
Oh, right. Okay.
No, he gets me flowers like Trader Joe's. He doesn't fucking get me fancy flowers. He gets me a bushel of daisies.
He gets you day old flowers from the fish
guy. Yeah. And I'm super cool with that.
Right.
Comes home with some sardines.
Right. And, flowers.
Real stinky flowers.
Oh my God. Yeah. I feel like that's really a big game changer. When you think about killing yourself, you're like, I got to turn the ship around. No?
Yeah.
You guys don't think about suicide, right? I don't mean to make it serious. I just, in the car. No, never.
Are you serious?
No, the 45 minutes on the way here, I just was losing my mind. And I think it's from yesterday. And yesterday would have normally been a day that I was really tying on the booze. And I was proud of myself because I had two drinks. A lot of self-control did I have yesterday. But I get sad when I'm 2 days, no booze. Ugh, I do not like it.
You also go in patterns. Like I feel like your moods.
And I'm also having my period.
Yeah. But I've dated a lot of women that like you can
are
track.
Alcoholics.
No. But just cyclically, like you can track.
But also
their
yes,
right. That are alcoholics. Where it's like, oh, I feel sick. What's the matter? Are you drinking? Oh no, I haven't had a drink for 48 yeah, hours.
That's the problem.
What's my excuse? I'm just bummed.
Yeah, well, that's a whole other thing that I don't even want to get into. I'd rather unpack me being late than you being fake sad.
Fake sad? Why is my sadness fake? My sadness is real. It's very real.
Yeah. Now, the only magic I did this week, I actually, after we recorded, Andy and I went to, and I stuck to my word. I've been pretty impressed with myself. I was like, I'm going to have one drink. I stayed for 2 hours, but I only had one drink and I nursed it. And that's because I've been so tired from drinking so much for so long.
Exactly. Yeah. For so many years.
There's a built up tolerance.
Magic tricks did you do?
I did none, but I watched him do 7 and I cheered him on. And I was
that's like doing magic, pretending to be enjoying magic and excited about magic is a magic trick.
The magic trick I did at that bar was I went in and I bought Andy 3 drinks and I had 1 tequila and I nursed it. And I was so proud of myself. And I was just, I walked up to the bar. He's like, do you want another one? I was like, just put more seltzer water in this. And I turned around waiting for high fives and people were like, oh, we do not. Nobody cares.
Yeah. Nobody cares.
Nobody gives a shit. And I was so proud of myself. Oh. But I watched Andy do a bunch of tricks. It was interesting. But he fucked up one of the tricks.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
After how many drinks that he had?
I don't know.
That's it's even a mystery. More embarrassing.
Yeah. No, it was after like 4 or 5.
Oh, well, I mean.
What are you going to do?
They weren't like beers, right?
It's hard.
It was like actual, like a proper drink.
Oh, no. These are double whiskey gingers.
Yeah. Okay. So, yeah. I'll give him a pass.
Yeah, and I felt kind of badly too after the interview because it was fun, but also like, I was like, should I keep buying him drinks? Yeah, I was like, I feel like neither of us should really be drinking.
Or we should only be drinking.
Right. One of the
other. One of the two.
Either stop or, yeah, and then weed.
Or never stop.
I did the same and I got some weed and I like.
You don't do well on
it. Oh, no, I do not. I do not like it. I hate it.
It's like opposite day with you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then why'd you get it?
Well, I got some and it was supposed to be, it's a sativa. I didn't pay for it. I got it for free. Someone goes, here, have this. And I was like, okay, this helped me like to help me sleep at night. Cause it's like when you get in the routine of like, and even just something similar, but like you get in a routine of you have a couple drinks at night and it's like, okay. But then I'm like, okay, well, but that's not my routine. I'm trying to cut that out of my routine at night. And so then I'm like, I just get home and then I'm just up and I'm like, oh, so I'll have the sativa and that'll help me chill out. And it does not. I fall asleep for like 2 hours and then I wake up in a fucking full panic in the middle of the night. And when it wears off. Ugh.
Yeah, I've seen you smoke weed a couple of times.
Oh, yeah. And I mostly curl up in a ball.
It always ends in you like running away from the party.
I know. I could snort Midol and go to sleep and be productive. I do one hit of weed and I'm like, I can't do it.
Yeah.
Oh, God. That's why I'm like, no, what's the difference between CBD and THC?
THC is what makes you like high. Like it's the psychoactive element.
Okay.
CBD is just like the chill. the medical term is chill.
Yeah.
Element.
That is what the doctor at the store told me.
That yes. Now that's the crazy thing. Cause I haven't been to a shop since it's all rec and like the real legal shops are fucking classy. It's like real legit.
That's
they're
how it
real
is. Colorado. It's crazy. They all look like fucking Apple stores when you walk in, but they're still in like the shadiest strip malls.
Is it really?
Well, this was like down the street by my old place in East Hollywood. So we walked over there to it, but it was like, it was real fancy and everything's expensive. Like everything's like this fucking pen thing. And like I should show you the rub I got. Like the packaging's beautiful.
How
it's
much
like
was
real
that?
Real fancy. The rub was $30.
Yeah. And it works
it's like
though?
A little jar. I did. I got a bug bite from being outside barbecuing Sunday night. And I put it on the bug bite and it did help. So I'm like, this is fucking game changing. Because nothing alleviates that
bug
for me.
Bug bites. Yeah.
So if I could fucking just, you know, invest in thousands and thousands of dollars in weed balm.
Then what's going to happen is you'll be like, oh, that worked. And the next barbecue, the one mosquito is going to tell his friends, going to come back and be like, dude,
I'm going to die.
Normally when we bite this chick, we get a little bit drunk, but now
it's fucking crazy.
Dude, you gotta bite this chick.
They're just like micro dosing Megan. Yeah. That's like the new trend.
Oh, among mosquitoes? Yes.
Yeah. They just show
up. I'll be dead by the end of the weekend. Just drained of all my blood.
Yeah, I would love to see the mosquitoes biting Wendy that are just like, ah.
Well, that's why they don't. You have to get a certain level of toxicity, right? Because if you're right in that where you're having a fruity drink, and then it's like, okay, and they can get in there. But then at some point, they've got it. They don't bite because they're like,
that's not true though.
Those are dangerous levels of alcohol.
I'm literally poison. I'm literally just poison. My entire body is poison and they still bite me. They're fucking stupid.
Wait. Oh, hold on. Sorry. Edit that out.
It's okay.
What just happened?
I don't know. I had an aneurysm. God. Yeah, I just got really bummed out. Like, this is not like funny. I just last night, even at my show, I just was like, I just had this thing. And you know, like, especially with comedy, like, I'm having fun. And then I just hit a wall yesterday where I was just like, I just feel like I just want to sit and cry. And I know it's partially hormones, but also I just walked in and I was like, I just want to cry. I want to eat Chinese food and just sit in a ball.
But that happens when you stop drinking.
I know.
I mean, you specifically, and also everyone else. Yeah. But more so you when you quit drinking.
I know.
Is there a hump for you? Like, is there like a?
Ew, but just emotions. Boo. But I guess you have to feel feelings. But yeah. I mean,
I don't know. I've been feeling feelings. I'm living alone for the first time. I'm kind of like, too many feelings.
Good. Pick up drinking, Steven.
That sounds like the best thing for me.
Oh my God.
Right now.
Well, that'll be the trade. That's the switch off. That's the magic trick that we'll do for the next. We just do like a body switch. You come in and I'm like,
we're like one of those 80s movies.
I'm like, I have 5 coffee makers and yeah, I don't appreciate you talking about alcohol at all on this podcast.
I don't mind you guys talking about alcohol.
I have 5 coffee machines and 3 pinball machines.
If only I had 3 pinball machines, what would my life be?
Oh my God.
Oh my God. Even worse, Steven. It would be even more depressing than it is now. Because you'd have 3 pinball machines. So wait, did you do a magic trick?
Oh, I fully did a magic trick. I went to Tannins. I did.
Yeah, I look, and I just want to show you, and I'm trying to like, and I know, again, it's not a visual podcast, but Megan, I walk in, he's got like a business card here all set up.
Oh, I went to the place.
Ready to go.
Also, that's not a great business card. I'm just saying, that's not. Like, you know, it should be like it glittery is it's something.
It's even weirder when you go there because it is not a storefront that you
because
would ever find.
Because it's a man in a shopping cart.
Yeah. No, it is legitimately amazing. Like, it is fucking, it's set up like a museum. Like, there's like Houdini's cuffs and shit in it. Like, it's fucking crazy, but it feels like just a crazy New York movie where it's not marked and you have to just know where it is. And then you walk into a building and they're like 6th floor and you just take the elevator up. And there's this crazy, it's exactly what Andy described. Like, there's these crazy, like a Chinese law firm where people are yelling in the hallway and shit. Then you go down this long hall, you see the sign, and then you walk in and it's a whole other world. And it's legit. It was fucking legit. Cause I've been to bullshit magic stores where you walk in and you're like, meh, but you could tell that everyone in here was super serious. And the funnest thing, there was this fucking kid.
The funnest.
Yeah. Okay. Dude, the funnest.
It was the mostest funnest thing I ever seen in my life.
I know you guys make fun of me a lot and call me a loser because all I do is drink coffee and play pinball. But I gotta tell you, this was the most funnest, legitest.
There was the funnest thing. So there was this fucking 11-year-old, and it was very clear that he dragged his family there. Like, his whole family, like his mom and his dad were there, and like fucking 10 brothers. And they were all like, oh God.
And they were fucking 10 brothers.
No, but this kid was
he started the story with an 11-year-old. You should have seen this coming.
So yeah, I'm like, jazzed on magic. Like, this one kid was so amped to like go to New York City and buy a trick. And it just made me real happy. I was like, oh, that's fucking, it's, and then cool.
You know what else happened? All his brothers beat the shit out of him when they got back to the hotel.
Maybe.
Right.
But you know, whatever. Every kid needs a thing. And that kid was not whatever. So
that
exciting.
Poor kid is covered in bruises.
Yeah. Megan, you fucking like talked kids into removing their own eyebrows and hair and whatever awful you have picked on kids.
Do you listen to the episodes? Do you even listen to the episodes? That's literally
listening.
We weren't even there when you did that.
Do you even listen to the show?
First of all,
we didn't trick him. We paid him and we weren't even in the room.
He's very happy now.
We paid him in Pixie Stick, so it wasn't like we forced anybody to do anything. If you want to snort this candy, you better take care of business. We're going to the other room.
I'm just saying this kid's passion for magic like kind of made my cold dead heart happy. Like I approve. So
Now, how did you react to that? When you see this young kid? Because you, no offense, look creepy as fuck.
Yes.
Oh, 100%.
You and a magic trick like by you yourself. Kids.
On my way there, a fucking, you ever have those Greenpeace guys fuck with you? Is this just me? You know the Greenpeace guys that collect signatures?
Yeah.
This hipster Greenpeace guy goes, hey man, you dropped your Father John Misty record.
That's
I know
funny.
How I come off. It was stupid
like
funny.
Yeah like a guy so, who, like so a grown funny, man who says my cold him. Dead heart like you're a 15 year old goth kid.
Yep.
Yeah
I get how I come across. It's cool. I'm confident with it. I've settled in.
Well, you're that confident makes with it. That makes one of us.
I know. Look, I'm a grown so man going to a magic shop alone for my podcast.
I just picture you just creepily smiling at a young boy.
Wendy, I asked you, I was like, hey, if you want to go do magic shit, I'm in.
I know, and I
you
purposely
did not respond.
That is correct.
Yeah, exactly.
I did not respond to that email because I was like, what's happening?
Yeah, you're like, no, go by yourself.
I did.
Yeah.
Make friends with a small child.
Yeah, and I don't mean to be an asshole, but look, this is already attention. This is just not every episode is going to be us writing brilliant movies about murderous mice.
No, only most episodes.
Sometimes it's going to be us being like, oh, we've all just been like not talking to each other for the last 48 hours. So let's catch up. I did not respond to that email. And that's true because I didn't know what to do with that information. I don't want to be your wingman.
I got you.
Your magic wingman,
no.
The assistant.
Message received.
Yeah. I wasn't going to bring it up, but if you're going to bring it up, I mean, shit.
I'm just saying. I'm jam session on my own. It's cool.
No, you're not. Oh, no. This is a three-way conversation. What? We're having. Oh.
No. He's trying to say that he's the only one that did the thing.
I'm doing the thing.
He's trying
on
to say
own.
He's the only one that did the thing. That's funny because I performed way more magic this week than you. You just learned a trick to impress girls at bars. So I don't know what you're talking about.
You're not wrong.
Yeah, it's magical. And the period thing, too. And let me just say this because I know we joke about our pussies a lot, but let's have a serious conversation about our pussies.
About our
ladies.
Pussies.
This woman in a bar the other night, it was like, she's talking about something and she was like, oh, it was after a show. And she goes, that was really funny. And I was like, oh, thanks. And we're talking and she's getting hammered. And she goes, yeah, normally I don't like female comedians because like they just talk about their periods. And I'm like, gross. Me, I don't want to hear about that. Guys don't want to hear. She was very angry about women comedians talking about their periods.
You hear that a lot.
No, I don't. And I was mad
no,
at her.
No, I don't.
And I was really? Pissed off at her because I wanted to be like, it just feels like this weird fake, like trying to be cool and bro-y, like with the boys.
Well, no, it is. And it's also like super hack thing. People like, it's like, all female comedians do is talk about their periods and their vaginas and sex.
Yeah.
All male comedians. If you want to break it down like that. Yeah. There's some female comics that have shitty hack jokes where they just talk about vibrators and periods, whatever. Fine. But there's also shitty hack male comics that just talk about their dicks. And other stupid shit.
Yeah.
But the amount that a female comic talks about like sex or her vagina or whatever, put that next to a regular comic, i.e. a man,
a fucking,
and he's talking about his fucking dick and sex just the same amount.
Yeah, it's a ridiculous
bullshit.
Comment.
It's just, yeah, but you, whatever.
Yeah.
It's annoying because that's a thing that'll never go away.
It's a nightmare. And the thing too, with the period, and I know people like... But when you do anything on your period, especially when you have a heavy, heavy period, that is more magical than going to a magic shop.
Oh, 100%.
Honestly, when you have like the cramps, and I had, and it's this, the dude that I'm, well, and even like Thomas, we had a conversation about it because I think he thought I was like bullshitting him as a way to like get out of like fucking or like as a just as a reason for like being mad, but it's like to wake up in the middle of the night and be like, for the first like day or two, I cannot physically move like out. It's difficult to get up and walk. It's a nightmare.
Yeah.
And so that's why we both did more magic this weekend than you, because I'm still at the tail end of mine. And I only bled through one set of sheets. Thank you so much.
See, I don't bleed a lot. I barely bleed. I just get crippling cramps.
Oh, God.
For like the first. It's just like for 4 hours before I even start bleeding. It's like my uterus is like scrunching out all the blood, just like squeezing itself together, getting all the blood out.
Yep. Just like, get ready. It's
fucking so crazy.
Now, is this fun? Now, this is a real podcast with two women.
Talking about uterus scrunching.
And is this a good podcast? Because a lot of them, it's all boys running these comedy podcasts.
Yeah, fuck them.
And they talk about their balls, and we're going to have a serious heart-to-heart about cramps. So, ladies.
Our inner balls.
Yes. To talk about balls, I don't even know what you would talk about. They're weird.
We did talk about balls, and we gave you some great summer drink ideas
right.
to do with balls.
Yeah, we talk about balls a lot, but it's mostly just like recipes and then like fun like craft things you can do with balls.
Yeah.
It's crafting and hors d'oeuvres. That's really all right. All a ball's good for.
And murder.
Right.
So and what are you doing with your period blood? You're just...
I told you, I don't have a lot of it. I can't do much.
Oh, okay.
Sign my name maybe once.
Oh, really? That's not a lot of blood.
I'm very light. I'm very light flow.
Very light flow.
I'm very light flow.
Is that first, middle, and last?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's, but really small, like on a grain of rice. Like, remember when you go to the mall as a kid?
Oh my God. No, I bled through. It's such a lovely feeling. Nothing makes you feel better about yourself than waking up and soaking through sheets and a mattress. Two tampons. Well, because I'm using the organic one. And again, feel free to cut this all out.
No,
but
no.
The gym, because they do the free tampons, that's mm-hmm. the only reason I go during my period. And I do the trick where I walk in and I'm like, I started my period. And I like a different workers in the locker room. And I like take two and I'm like, oh, heavy flow. And then I put it in my pocket. And then I come back out, I'm like.
And then you do it again and again and again and again.
Oh my God. I'm just.
Why would you not? Fucking go for it.
I know. That's my cardio. I'm just in the bathroom for an hour.
The funniest part is that you feel like you need to announce it. Like you need to put on a little show for them. That's the magic in that.
I know. Well, no, I just feel weird, you know. And then I'm like, here, don't say nothing to nobody. But it's the low look.
Take one for yourself.
Yeah.
Just a little sleight of hand. No one would even know that you're doing it.
Here, look. No, but I just like, God, yeah. And then I thought, and then one got stuck way, way up. I mean, this is a nightmare. And
see,
I don't
a lot of times, this has been recent, I won't sleep with a tampon in because I don't need it.
You lucky son of a
like,
bitch.
Like I just, like if I'm just, as long as I'm laying down.
So just like
gravity
sits.
Can't pull
so
it
just
out of
gravity,
me.
Yeah, wow.
You are your own diva
you
cup.
You have a gravity
nice.
Light flow.
I have a yeah, it's crazy. But also I can't stand straight for the first 4 hours of my period. So that's cool too.
Right.
Oh, and my coworker thought she was coming in later. So I was the only waitress for the whole restaurant for an hour and a half.
Fuck off.
Yeah. Oh, I'm fucking losing my mind right now. And I'm not drinking. So I'm like, what do I do? What happens?
And you're just smoking weed.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's weird when you don't have the alcohol thing as like a cap off. Like today when I left the gym, normally I would like go by the liquor stores right there. And I walked in and I was like, we are not buying any of this. And I just walked home. I'm like, all right, well.
Yeah, I guess it's weird.
It's weird. It's the habit. And then I smoked half a cigarette today.
But it's like anything you, especially drinking. So it's, you know, end of the day. Like I worked all fucking day. And had terrible cramps, and I'll have a whiskey.
It's a signal that you're shutting down.
I won't have
down.
A bottle of whiskey, but it's like I'm gonna sit and I'm gonna have a glass of whiskey. So it's like a you know,
it's a decompression
release,
mode.
But it's also it's also like a you know a routine thing where it's like I have a shitty day at work, I have a glass of whiskey, and then it's like okay, now I can go do things.
Right.
Like now that like that was the end to that terrible part of my day. Now onto the just a cunt hair less terrible part of my day,
right.
Which is the rest of my life.
Oh my God. We are in good moods today.
Such good moods.
Yeah, no, it is a weird, but it's just like that. Yeah. That weird, like habit, like I did like tea, Tulsi tea. It's kind of helpful.
Totally the same as a glass of whiskey.
But it's just so lame.
It's so lame. I know. I just want to walk to the liquor store after this and get 7 bottles of whiskey.
I know. It's nice for nothing. You're like, all right, we're going to pull it together. And like, we're like, if we're going to quit drinking, we should maybe just stop doing the podcast.
Yeah, exactly. We should just stop being friends.
This is one of
everyone we know.
Right. This is one of, because this is a trigger.
Yes.
This show is a trigger for us.
Oh, 100%. Like before the podcast, I was like, weird. I don't have any cigarettes or alcohol. What do I do? Like, how do I kill this 45 minutes? What happens? What do I do?
Yeah. Like,
I just lay. Okay.
I know. That's when I called Megan on the way here and I was sitting in traffic and I called her. She's like, I'm going to lay down for a few minutes between work. I'm like, totally cool. But yeah, it's like, but that's better than being like, oh, let's just sit on the phone and listen to the sound of the whiskey bottle opening where I'm like, fuck, I'm in a car. I can't drink.
Yeah. Exactly.
I know. Ugh,
Steven, I know you're done. What's the trick you learned?
Oh, I don't know if I can pull it off. I've been trying.
Well, just tell us.
We definitely don't want to actually see it. Just tell us what the goal of the trick is.
I don't want to just tell you what the trick is. I want to show you the trick.
Well, we don't have
to. I haven't perfected the trick.
Oh, my God. This is
show us the trick. Well, it doesn't matter. Show us the trick.
All right. If you're listening, keep listening.
Steven, you'll probably never perfect the trick.
Yeah,
just you're right.
And to the people listening.
Based on past challenges.
All right. I need a quarter. Do you have a quarter?
I already don't like this trick. You're going to ask for money before you do the trick?
Yes, I
no,
am
hold on. Hold
money.
On. No,
yeah,
no.
Don't you have a quarter?
No, I mean, I don't have a quarter. Do you have a quarter?
No, I don't have it. Listen,
it's
no.
You have to use your practicing. Quarter so you know I'm not cheating you with the fucking thing.
I am so mad. And let me just quick slide. I'm letting you get to your trick now. And now I'm fired up.
What?
Because this happened a couple weeks ago and I didn't talk about it when Andy was on the show because he seemed really sad. And so I didn't want to like bum him out any further.
Oh no.
I love Andy, but it was just very somber. And I'm like, yeah, fucking Christ. Remember that last episode, kids, and Megan and I were like, we're drinking and this is great. And now we're like, okay, we're really going to try to not drink for a couple weeks. And now we're all just a bunch of like mad,
miserable assholes.
Yeah. So
this feels like a magic convention.
Yeah. No, it does not. No, there'd be a lot less glitter. For those of you who can't see, Megan and I are just putting glitter on our faces to try to make ourselves feel happy. Yep. We're just shooting ourselves with glitter and trying to huff the popper gas. There was a guy the other day when I was going to record at the old studio, and this guy stopped me and he was like in this Hindi garb, and he's like, oh my God, please, can I talk to you for a minute? And I was like, sure, what's going on? He goes, you look very stressed. And I was like, well, yeah, I'm on my way to work. And he's like, could you have just 5 minutes? And I'm like, sure. And he goes, there's something in your energy. And he started to essentially tell my fortune. He goes, do you mind if I just give you something? He goes, I know the last few months have been really hard for you. And I'm like, I am all in. Cause I'm like,
this guy just did this on the street.
Yeah. He just pulled me on the street and I'm 100% in. Cause I'm like, this is dope. Could be real. You never know. Could be real. Magic is all around us. And so are people just trying to ask you to give them one of your own quarters because this man did a very basic sleight of hand trick. Stop. Listen, and I'm going to give you money in a second. You trickster. That's the trick. I'm just going to give him money.
This is exactly what Andy was
talking
about. You asked for a quarter. All of a sudden, it's just like, I don't trust you anymore.
Well, that's because I'm sober. Now that I'm sober, I see everything, Stephen. I see everything. No, this guy, so he did this really easy sleight of hand trick where they'll like ask you to like list 4 words, but they give you a piece of paper beforehand. And it's this really quick, like a sleight of hand where they write down what you say after you say it and they switch the paper in your hand. Super easy. I've seen it 10 million times. He does it. I open up the paper that was in my hand and open it up. And he's like, oh, and those are all the 4 words that you said, very specific things. And I was like, oh my God, cool. And then he's like, okay. And I go, thank you so much. Have a good day. And he's like, put this piece of paper, put this back in my little folio. And I was like, okay. I hand it to him. And he goes, okay. And now put the money. And it was really aggressive.
Oh, so he like demanded money then.
Now, I understand that that's his job.
Right. But it wasn't like you were, it wasn't like you went up to him and you, it was like he stopped you.
Well, not even that. It wasn't, he was like, do you want me to do? And you said, yes. And he said, okay, it'll be $20.
Right. I felt kind of badly because I just didn't like how aggressive he was.
Yeah.
And then this was creepy. And I was like, oh, I don't have money. And he was like, put the money in, put the money in. And I'm like, no. And he's like, then give me something better than money. Give me something. It was,
oh, fucking creepy.
Yeah, it was very creepy. And oof. I was like, I have a cigarette.
Some Times Square Spider-Man shit.
Yeah. And it wasn't even, but like, and so, and I felt badly about that. Like later, because it was like, well, if that's his job and that's how he makes money, but it's like, you could also just ask somebody like, hey, I want to do a magic trick for you. Can I have
$5? It was the trickery of like walking up to you and starting into a thing and then expecting money.
Trying to make me think that it was real, that he was a real shaman.
In New York City on the street doing this for random passerbys.
Where shaman are.
I just felt, I felt really taken advantage of. That was my rock bottom. I was like, I should really stop drinking.
Do you want?
Because I think everyone's a shaman.
Yeah, exactly.
You should just take all my quarters, Wendy.
No, I don't want your quarters. Here, look. I'll take one out of this jar.
No, I have a bunch of quarters.
I'll just take one of your quarters.
All right.
There we go.
Here we go.
So I have a quarter. It's a normal quarter.
Yes.
Wow, you're so good at the showmanship part of magicianship.
I'm so good at the fucking thing. And I fucking... And I will now take and
this
I bit the quarter.
This is terrible because I can see the other one right through your hands.
Damn it. And then the quarter's back. I don't think I have a career as a magician.
That's cool. That's sad. I should record that for the Instagram.
Definitely. Yeah. For some reason, if someone wants to see that.
No.
She's recording it.
I don't think there's going to be a repeat of that. I think that was my magic career beginning and ending right there.
So now did you take that around?
So see, what did I say? See, you're not going to keep practicing it. It'll ever be because you're not going to keep practicing it.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. I don't have the... it's selling things like that. I don't know how you guys
bullshit. You sell so much bullshit.
But I'm pretty straightforward about it. I mean, what do I bullshit about that's like really like, you're wrong?
That's a different podcast. That'll be next week's jam session.
All right. But I don't know. I have a hard time selling it. And I can't do the sleight of hand stuff. I'm not chill. It's because when the dude did it in the shop.
Well,
you have
two different coffee machines. That's why you can't do sleight of hand. You're fucking shaky all the time. You got to pick one, coffee or espresso.
Out. Yeah, no, it's making all those red
eyes. You make videos for this podcast. You're shilling snake oil to these people.
No, those videos are legit.
Meant the podcast. The legit videos are selling snake oil.
Yeah.
No. I feel like we're bringing laughter to the people. I feel good about the product we put out.
We're bringing laughter to the people, Stephen.
You're. Just trying to hold it together. Valid.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Next week. Well, I mean, Jesus Christ.
They really sold that trick to me in the shop, I have to say. I walked out. I was like, I'm going to nail this.
They sold that trick to you? Was it they just, the 11-year-old told you it looked cool?
No. The dudes in there are real good at their job.
Of course they are.
Yeah.
They're selling magic tricks to people.
And they're thrilled to have a job in a magic shop. That must be the best job.
I know. That's comedy's the same. You're just like, half of it is the way you deliver it. And you're just bullshitting people. Normally I can really phone it in. But sometimes... Good. This is
both yelling at the same time.
I know.
Good. It was great. That was great radio. Classic radio.
I know. It's like, I want to look at you. And then you started to yawn. I was like, I wish this was nap time. Do you know what this podcast
is? It can be for the listeners, I'm sure.
I know. If you guys are probably having a nap and I'm not sorry because you need a break because sometimes we're just so funny that even we can't stand it.
So this is all on purpose.
This is another
scripted jam sesh.
Yeah, this is a hard reset. Because
it's a drama episode.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is the like, ugh. Yeah, the first episode we did get vodka back in our schools and we're like, we stop drinking for a week. This is the harsh reality.
Yeah, of not drinking for
of
a week.
Of not drinking. It's like, okay, give us a week and we'll come back around. Like our chemical levels will reset and we won't be just like, I'm not suicidally mad, but just like, what even is the point of getting out of bed?
I'm just so tired.
What if we both start crying at the same time? Is that a good podcast?
Yes.
We just yawn.
And weeping, solid weeping. Or like a good silent cry where we're crying, but people can't even hear anything. They're just like, is the episode still on? Thank God it's over.
Yeah.
Glad this was a short one.
I know, it's a short one. Well, you know what? Sometimes, but this is real. This is a real look at, you know, guys, sometimes you're not going to knock everything out of the park and you go into your job and you have a great presentation.
You show up late. Everybody's miserable.
And sometimes
things can go wrong.
You just show up. Yeah. You show up late. Everyone's in a bad mood and you're like, well, fucking let's just get through the day and just make it through. And we want to thank you guys for hanging in there with us on this episode. This is the real magic trick. It's all
is the magic is that trick. You is, idiots are still listening.
Yeah.
Really tricked you.
Man, I just, and I think the woman and I don't, and I, the woman who lives on top of me, and it's a strange thing. And I like, no judgment. One, if not more, of the women in my building, because they're the short-term lease apartments, is 1,000,000% for sure, 1,000,000%, 1,000,000% a Russian escort who like brings people in during the day.
I believe it.
Yeah.
And it's amazing because they play really loud music. That's how I've been timing. I've been trying to block out so that I get up and like, right. And I'm like, well, when her first client comes at 11, but they play, there's one guy and they play like, a lot of it's like Smash Mouth and 90s hits. And I swear to God, Third Eye Blind. And it's like really loud blasting. It's a very weird. Like,
yes, I would love living in that building.
Yeah. You feel like sometimes it's like sexy music. Cause it really is where I live. I mean, it's essentially, and it's nice cause I have my own place, but it's essentially like people who are trying to just, they're just barely hanging on into polite society.
No, it's like their last shot before they have to move out of New York City.
Right. Absolutely. Yep. They're there and they just like just got out of jail and they're like, okay, it's like you got out of something where like you're just trying to eke your way back in society. It's like you're on your way in or you're on your way out. And that's the most beautiful group of people I've ever met. The one chick is pretty, like makes me feel very responsible and old and not very sexy. So I just blast music
back. She plays Third Eye Blind. You play Matchbox 20.
Yeah.
Everyone's pissed off.
Oh, yeah, everyone's just mad. And then I hear sounds coming and I just step on Sebastian's tail. I'm like, quick, make a sound. I want people to think I'm having sex too.
But with a cat.
Right. It's just me loudly playing solitaire. Just slamming the cards
and
down.
Beating your cat.
Listen, two can play at this game, sister.
Who's the high-end Russian escort now?
Yeah, just taking my bloody period sheets out. Like, oh, sorry. Somebody requested
winking.
Anal.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wink, wink. Oh, sorry. I got a bonus this. Someone hit bonus this morning. It's a very strange, like, kind of power movie thing. And then she said some shit to me. I went downstairs to smoke a cigarette outside last week. And she was walking in with her friends, being giggly, probably on drugs. And I was like, man, I remember when before my whole body started shutting down, and I did that every night for months. I walked downstairs in stretch pants and a cat t-shirt because
you know what they were giggling about? You.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I walked out and they're like, oh my God, she has pictures of her lovers on her clothes.
First of all, we should start doing that.
Right. This is what my husband bought for me. I'm sorry. But I was outside and I was outside smoking and she was like, hey, do you want to come upstairs and drink with us? And I'm like, oh no, I'm good. Thanks. And then she's like, okay. And then she goes, oh, you're going outside to smoke. You don't just smoke in your apartment. And I was like,
you cool bitch.
You cool motherfucker.
You cool sexy lady.
You're just having and she's like very loud about it. And I understand they're like one of two ways to do it, I guess. Cause she could either be very discreet with the dudes, but I think she just tries to refer to them all like they're her best buds and like she's super cool. Like, and nobody's even home. But like they'll be leaving and she's like, okay, bye. It was so great to see you. Thank you so much for coming by to like help me work on the project. It's just like, it's over.
She's putting on a full show.
It's over the top. That's when I was like, this is really loud. Cause I've also had people to come over that are writing things and I don't yell very loudly at them.
No, someone just shows up to your apartment and leaves.
Thank you so much for writing this thing with me. Do you know when
I imagine if you left and I was like, thank you so much for doing Jammers. That
right,
was real
if
cool.
You just stood outside.
That's a cool podcast.
You would be autistic. That's yes. What would that would be. You would be autistic.
Right. It's just a very strange, like the one way or the other. And I mean, yeah.
So she's either like, very highly autistic right. and highly functioning or a high-end Russian prostitute. There's no in between. It's one right. of those two
it's
things.
It's one of the two. And she's working on a lot of projects and has a lot of documents. That's the other thing. Thank you so much. I'll get the documents to you. That's what she it's like.
Oh,
dude.
That's oh my God. Dude.
Oh,
it's
that's
like a script.
It's one of my favorite things about my new apartment. It is really because yeah, and it's like, oh,
well, there's her apartment's probably bugged. It's probably all like super wealthy real estate and fucking Wall Street guys that are being investigated. Ooh, what if she's in the FBI? Ooh.
Oh, yeah,
you
she
should
might
go
be.
Drink with her. Like CIA.
I mean, she's definitely interesting. What if worthy of a drink. Can I go drink with her?
No, you're not allowed to hang
you
out
don't
with
drink.
Any of my new friends.
I mean, I'll drink some club sodas and hear a Russian prostitute.
You're not coming
fucking
to
ramble
you're,
on.
Yeah, you're
oh, wow. Yeah, that'll sound really
about.
Fun to a 23. Hey, can this old man who does magic come up and drink a club soda
she's
with us?
She's not 23. Right. Is she 23? She's not 23.
I don't know. I haven't tried to fuck her. Maybe if she wants to sex with me on social media, I'll be like, I need a birth certificate,
you
lady.
You know, you make one life mistake.
Yep. Your big life mistake was starting this podcast.
I think he knows that. I yeah. think he knows that.
This is one of your biggest mistakes.
I just
your
didn't
second.
Think I would find myself alone in a bunker doing Jammers for eternity.
Yeah. Well, too bad. Be careful what you wish for.
Yeah. And now here we are.
In a
here
bunker.
We are.
Oh,
you guys are my girlfriends
like
now.
No, no.
Wait, what did you say?
He said, you guys are my girlfriends now.
Oh my God, no. Oh my God, am I dead?
I know.
Did I not actually do magic this week? Did I kill myself?
Yeah.
And this is hell?
Yeah, this is hell. Yeah, you're, yeah, Steven's your boyfriend and you're vaping and not drinking. You quit drinking and you just vape.
This literally
now.
Is hell. This is hell.
Giving bad people good ideas, I keep giving bad people good ideas, I keep giving bad people good ideas, I keep giving bad people good ideas.
You are in hell.
It's exactly what I thought it would be. Congrats, good job, Satan.
Good ideas, I keep giving bad people good ideas, I keep giving bad people good ideas, I keep